From Tidbits, November 25th, 2013, this is Watchlist by Tidbits staff. Econ Technologies squashes some bugs for those running OS 10.9 Mavericks with the release of ChronoSync 4.4.3 and Chrono Agent 1.4.4. Both ChronoSync and Chrono Agent provide fixes for a bug that caused a fatal error if a scan folder lacked read permissions and a crash when processing temporary files with the leading tilde character. The ChronoSync synchronization / backup app also resolves a problem that occurred when moving files to a target's archive, fixes several instances of crashes caused when the app attempted to report exceptions, and implements more efficient Unicode filename handling. Full release notes for ChronoSync and ChronoAgent are available. Updating its eponymous information management app to version 5.4.3, Evernote improves support for OS 10.9 Mavericks, as well as support for the ScanSnap Evernote Edition scanner. The update now enables you to rotate or delete pages from a PDF, add a markup summary page to annotated PDFs, and flip or rotate pages. Evernote 5.4.3 also improves support for dragging images into the app from web browsers. One known issue with the latest release is the inability for Spotlight to index notes created in Evernote when running Mavericks, but a fix is promised. Apple has released Airport Base Station Firmware Update 7.7.2 for the Airport Extreme and Airport Time Capsule base stations with 802.11ac that were released earlier this year. The update fixes a bug that prevented a USB hard drive connected to an Airport Extreme from being recognized as an available disk for Time Machine, resolves a problem that caused intermittent loss in WAN connectivity, and addresses an issue that could result in a network loop. You must update your Airport base station using Airport Utility via either your Mac or an iOS device with the free Airport Utility app installed. Golden Hill Software has released Cloud Pull 2.5.3 with a number of improvements and bug fixes. The Google Data Backup application ensures that your inbox mail folder will be found even if it's not named inbox, increases the allowed amount of time for a Gmail message to be downloaded, adds error handling improvements when downloading Gmail messages, retrieves a fresh list of calendar events to avoid an issue that prevented Google Calendar from backing up, fixes a problem that incorrectly caused mail messages to be listed as unlabeled, and confirms that all previously backed up files are still present in the backup repository at the start of each backup cycle. Ian Page has released Mac Tracker 7.2, which adds the full slate of recent Mac and iOS releases to the popular encyclopedia of Apple products. In addition to the late 2013 hardware releases, Mac Tracker adds details from the release of OS 10.9 Mavericks, OS 10 Server 3.0, and iOS 7. Now offering support for running on Mavericks, the update also adds case color details to a number of early Mac models, provides maximum battery cycle count information to MacBook, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air models, and adds intelligent assistant and processor architecture information to iPhone and iPad models. Shortly after version 7.2 was released, Mac Tracker was updated to version 7.2.1, with details on the latest iOS releases and other minor changes and additions. As of this writing, the Mac App Store version hasn't yet made the leap to version 7.2.1. Apple has released iMovie 10.0.1, which now enables the video editing app to be installed in some Macs with older video processing cards. The recently released iMovie 10.0 required an OpenCL capable video card when it was launched. iMovie 10.0.1 it revises that requirement to include some older video cards, but Apple doesn't specify which video cards may be compliant. The update also fixes a bug that caused iMovie to quit unexpectedly or stop responding when updating projects and events from previous versions of iMovie. AgileBits has released 1Password 4.0.8 with a handy new method of adding or updating software licenses. Just drag and drop an app onto the 1Password doc icon. The update also enables you to import Windows-based .1PIF files by double-clicking them in the Finder, prompts if the database file is damaged and the latest backup needs to be restored, and improves syncing performance. Shortly after the release of version 4.0.8, AgileBits released 1Password 4.0.9, with fixes for several instances of crashes, including when attempting to edit an item in OS 10.9 Mavericks, and when trying to simultaneously edit and change the current vault. As of this writing, the Mac App Store version remains stalled at version 4.0.8. Uncomplex has released Mailplane 3.1, with a number of improvements to the Gmail-specific email client. The update now enables you to switch between an unlimited number of Gmail accounts, adds an option to suppress notifications of unread messages in the menu bar and the dock, automatically hides the Gmail header when printing a message, and fixes a bug with Google's recently released sign-in interface. Microsoft has updated Office 2011 to version 14.3.9, with several improvements to Outlook. The release now defaults newly configured Yahoo Mail and Outlook.com accounts to IMAP rather than to POP, adds an option for you to decide whether to send a read receipt after it's been requested, improves conversation threading, and fixes a bug that caused Outlook to not connect to Exchange when certain proxy servers were used. Additionally, the update also fixes a crash when opening the Polish localization of Word 2011 on OS 10.9 Mavericks. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.